I certainly hope to learn from our precinct workers how many people they're going to need in November, as well as if they need any additional training. We're going to look to our workers to tell us what they need to do a good job and get it to them for the November election.
Because this is a different process this year.
It is a different process, and it has been a learning curve for every worker. They have learned a lot of new processes. There are like 8 different new forms that they've had to learn. So we are going to be talking to them and doing more education with them, making sure that we have enough people there and that are well educated about the new changes in the law.
In the 21 years that you've been doing this, what's different this time?
I don't think that it's all that much different. Every election has its own unique characteristics. Every primary is a challenge because there is so many ballot styles, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated. Unaffiliateds can choose which ballot, Libertarian. So there are a lot of different variables in a primary that you don't face in the November. So one of those challenges is the public not understanding the difference between a primary and a November general election.
What are you hearing early on? I know it's very early in the day, but what are you hearing so far? Just anecdotally, for me, I went and voted just before I came over here, and for the first time in my memory, I actually stood in line.
Oh, that's good. People are out voting. That's good. We have been extremely busy this morning, and so I expect to have a busy day. I expect to have approximately a 30% increase over what we usually see in a primary election. Could be more, but if it follows early voting, we did see a 30% increase in the early voting participation numbers, and so we're certainly planning for that today.
On a lighter note, it seems as if the election services is now wearing their team jerseys today. Is that something new?
No, we've done that for quite a few years, and it's mainly because we are such a team, and it does make us feel like a team. But we often have to go out to the precincts and out in the public, and we want people to see that we are election officials and that we can be there, because there are strict rules about who can be in a precinct and who cannot. And so that's really a necessity.
Are you having trouble getting people to work elections?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. We really struggle getting enough workers out there to help us work the precincts. And even when we do get enough workers, you know, life happens. Someone gets sick. Someone dies. There's a virus going around here that's crazy. So it really is a struggle. And the fact that it's on Tuesday and most people work on Tuesday. So we end up with certainly lots of wonderful, wonderful people out there that work so hard, but we always, always can use more. And that is going to be one of my biggest concentrations over the summer, is to really recruit hard, and even though we already recruit hard, but just really trying to get help out there and getting people, especially those that want to see improvements in the process, come join us. Come be one of our workers. See what it's about. See what it takes to carry off an election and help us do it.
I've noticed the demographics on the paid precinct workers, that they are getting older. Are you having trouble attracting young people to work the precincts?
It is a challenge to attract young workers, and we have worked hard trying to get colleges involved, recruiting with some of the colleges. We have worked with the schools somewhat to get high school seniors to work, which they can, but then again, they have the challenge during a primary. They're in school. You know, November general election, it'll be easier to get more high school students out there, but right now it was a huge challenge because they have to be in school. So certainly we have the overwhelming majority of our workers are people who are retired. And so we need younger workers. We need energetic workers. We need people who are comfortable with computers. That's the other challenge. And our workforce is wonderful, and they're working very hard. But it is a complex process. And so I do encourage anybody that would like to work elections, please give us a call.